A gorgeous Tuesday evening here in Southwest Virginia for some baseball. It's the Columbia Fireflies in town to take on the Salem Red Sox. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz with you this evening. Tyler, we got ourselves quite the cross-divisional matchup this evening. Second time a Red Sox has played somebody out of conference so far this season.
Yeah, just split a series with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers a series ago. Meanwhile, Columbia, as you mentioned, facing the first time a opponent from the north, but they've really, really looked good against teams from the south. Took 4 out of 6 against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. They've looked really good in the South Division. Now let's see what they can do against the north. Going on the road up here to Salem, one of their further road trips of the season, Columbia's looked hot. We'll see if they can continue that hot streak against a team from the north.
Well, you talk about hot. How about this guy? Elmer Rodriguez Cruz gets the nod on the hill today for the Salem Red Sox, and he has been that ace so far for the Sox this season. He'll start off against Levi Usher in the first pitch. Finds not just outside of the zone, 1-0 on a fastball that misses to the left of the plate at 7.05 p.m., and we are underway here in Salem. 1-0 misses once more, and the count now 2-0 after a 92-mile-an-hour fastball misses just outside. 75 degrees and sunny with a few clouds in the sky as the 2-0 is fouled back on a fastball. The count now moves to 2 balls and a strike for Levi Usher.
Yeah, Usher, one of those guys who is trying to boost his name up in the draft stock, ended up being drafted in the 10th round. He's a really good prospect for the Royals.
3 balls and a strike now for Usher. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, in his last appearance back on the second against Fayetteville, had a 2.03 ERA, did pick up the win, pitched 5 innings. So he gets a strike here, and the count now full 3-2. Pitched 5 whole innings, gave up 3 hits, 2 runs, both of them were earned. A home run, but did have a strikeout and a walk. Not a bad outing. As the 3-2 misses outside on a fastball, and it is a full count walk. To lead things off for Levi Usher, and the Fireflies have one aboard with nobody out.
Really good job there for Columbia to get aboard via the walk. 119 walks for the Fireflies as a team already this season. They're just a team that knows how to get on base. It's not just the hits department. Get on base, that's run development.
Righty on righty matchup here as Omar Hernandez pulls back on his bunt. The pitch finds the zone on the off speed at 77. The count now 0-1. Hernandez batting 217, has 4 RBIs on the season. Rodriguez Cruz, that 6'4 stature with the height. Here's the pitch, 0-1. This one ripped into left, through for a base hit. Runners on first and second now. Nobody out for the Fireflies.
Good piece of hitting there for Hernandez. And like I said, a walk for Levi Usher, it might not have been the hit that he's looking for his stat line to get called up to Quad Cities, but he helps his team in another way by getting into scoring position as the leadoff runner, which is all you can ask for, bringing up your 3-hole with nobody out.
Well, with runners on first and second here, this brings up Lisandro Rodriguez, first pitch, just outside on a fastball, and the count now 1-0. 0-4 is Rodriguez when runners are on first and second so far this season. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a chopper, goes right to James at first, throw to second there, back to first in time. How about the magic? Going 3-6-3 double play, and the Red Sox put 2 away.
Yeah, not too often you see a first baseman having the confidence to throw it onto second base and knowing that he could still get the runner out at first. Yeah, there's a runner at third now for the Fireflies and threatening, but with 2 outs, Elmer Rodriguez Cruz does not have to worry about that runner at third, instead focusing on getting the batter Brett Squires out.
Brett Squires now digging in, the lefty out of Grapevine, Texas. Swings and fouls the first one back, that one about 10 feet to the left of the broadcast booth, high up above Carilion Clinic Field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Runner 90 feet away, Squires in the left-handed batter's box. Righty-on-lefty matchup. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a fly ball driven out towards right. This ball's crushed, and it is off the top of the wall. It'll bring in a run, and it's 1-0 Fireflies on top.
Showing why they've been so good. They were on a big winning streak of 6 games earlier this season. Actually, last week was when it was broken by the Pelicans. Fireflies are a team that know how to win. They show that with their record at 17-10 and showing that with a quick first inning run here in Salem.
Well, here's Danielle Vasquez now, the righty. Runner goes from first. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second is not in time. It's a stolen bag for Brett Squires. Pitch did find the zone on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, however, so it is 0-1. And, well, you got a situation here. It looks like Squires is heading back to first. What could this be, TK?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. Maybe a foul. I'm not 100% on this.
Well, runner on first with an 0-1 count now for Daniel Vasquez. Righty on righty. Here's the pitch. This is high and away. Fastball again worked there by Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. How about Brett Squires? Again, standing over on first. Played at McLennan College before transferring to Oklahoma. Check over to first. Squires is in there safely. And he hit that ball so hard that he was only able to grab a single out of it because that was absolutely laced off the right field wall. You hit it a little softer and it still gets to the wall. That's easily a double. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Vasquez golfed at that breaking ball down low, and the count now 1-2.
Yeah, well, you talk about it hitting off the wall so hard. It was an easy play for Miguel Blaise to come in and more so just receive the bounce off the wall and throw it in. It stopped Squires more or less from advancing to second just because of how fast it went to the wall and back in.
A 1-2 throw, swing, and a rope out and a right. This one's down for a base hit. It was a hit and run. Heading all the way to third is Squires. He rounds third, the signal home, the throw home. Oh, well in time. The tag is there. What a gun from Abram Liendo to find Mexicano at the plate. And grab Brett Squires trying to get greedy. So instead it's just 1-0 Fireflies. They do take the lead. Bottom of the first coming up after this. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz, and we'll see you to the bottom of one here on MILB TV. One nothing Columbia on top of Salem as we head to the bottom of the first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. Leading us off for the Red Sox, Roman Anthony designated hitting tonight. Steven Zoback gets the nod for the Fireflies, his first professional start. Has appeared in 4 games as a reliever, and the first pitch is swung on and fouled back on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball high in the zone, and the count now 0-1 for Anthony. Zoback, drafted in the fourth round by Kansas City out of Cal, was a Golden Bear. No balls, a strike for Roman Anthony, batting .221 on the season with 9 RBIs. Here's the 0-1 pitch. This fastball does paint the outside corner at 94, and the count now quickly 0-2 for Roman Anthony. Zoback in his time at Cal started as a two-way player. Kicks and deals the 0-2. Just outside on the breaking ball, and the count now 1-2. Spent 2 years as a two-way player with the Golden Bears. Coaches kind of told him, hey, let's make a decision here. Was leaning towards pitcher as the 1-2 misses inside on a sweeping slider, and the count now even at 2-2. Decided, wanted to go and pursue pitching full-time. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him with the high cheese up and in at 96, and there's one down. So Roman Anthony strikes out. This will bring up the right fielder, Miguel Blaise. Zoback with a nothing-nothing ERA. He's pitched 11 innings, only given up 4 hits, 1 walk, 23 strikeouts. To put it simply, he can absolutely shove it. First pitch to Blaise, swing and a foul tip back to the netting. It's 0-1.
Well, you talk about now 24 strikeouts with that Roman Anthony, K. He's averaging more than 2 strikeouts per inning. Zoback, a dominant pitcher. Glad to see him get the starting nod for manager Tony Pena.
0-1 on the way to Blaise. Breaking ball, dips below the knees, and the count now 1-1. Yeah, he can really shove the fastball, topping out around 96, 97. But more impressive is his curveball and his slider. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, lifted sky high out into the air into shallow right center. Underneath it is Usher, and he makes the grab in right field for out number 2.
That one was loud off the wood, too. Blaise really got a large piece of that baseball, just was right underneath it, and it causes that fly out to right. But showing good power there, just in the wrong direction, up instead of, or more vertical instead of horizontal.
1-0, Columbia on top of Salem. 2 down with nobody on here in the bottom of the first. First pitch to Cutter Coffey. Paints the inside corner on a breaking ball at 82, and the count now 0-1. Coffey struggling a little bit, batting just .212. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Misses high and away, and the count now 1-1. 95 on the gun that time for Steven Zoback. Out of Valley Christian High School. Born in San Jose, California. Coffey fouls the 1-1 into the seats in right, and the count now 1-2. Was an NFL draft combine invitee in 2022 before being drafted, so you know that he's kind of on people's radar at that point as well. The 1-2. High and in. 2-2. Tied for second on the team in his senior year with 20 appearances, including 10 starts for Cal. Went 4-4 with a 4.09 ERA. The 2-2. Swing and a bloop out and a right. This will drop right in front of Usher for a base hit. A 2-out single for Cutter Coffey to start his day. That'll set up Alan Castro, center fielder today for the Red Sox.
Well, you mentioned Zoback only allowing 4 hits to this point in the season so far. If Salem can break that spell early, it can spell good things for the home team.
Red Sox wearing their white uniforms today, reading Red Sox in red across the chest, navy blue caps. The first pitch to Castro misses high and away on a fastball, and it's 1-0. On the other side, Columbia decked out in their navy blue with neon green lettering and numbering. Navy blue hats and gray pants. The 1-0, runner goes from first, misses outside, throw down to second, not in time, stolen bag for Cutter Coffey. You're talking about 2 of the top base-stealing teams in the league. Number 1 in the league is Lynchburg. They have 78 stolen bases. Columbia has 71. Salem in third has 57. A little bit of a gap there. But you're looking at two of the top three base-stealing teams in the league. As the 1-0 misses away, it's now 2-0 for Alan Castro.
And not a fun week to be a catcher on either of these two teams. A lot of throws down to second.
Big opportunity to show off the cannon. 2-0. Misses high and away, and excuse me, that was the 3-0. It is a walk worked by Alan Castro on four pitches. So now runners on first and second for the Red Sox. Bring up Luis Ravello. Ravello playing over at short tonight. The infield for the Red Sox has been what is impressive, and Ravello, though, has been the hot bat lately for Salem.
Gio, one thing of note here. We talk about Zobac's 24 strikeouts and 11 innings pitched. How about only walk number two surrendered?
First pitch fouled away into the seats. Yeah, I mean, when's the last time you saw a ratio of a walk to 24 strikeouts, now 2 to 24? That's impressive stuff. In 11 innings. That many strikeouts in 11 innings. He's just sitting them down 1, 2, 3 at that point. 0-1. Check swing. Skips away from Hernandez. Nobody moves. Two aboard on first and second for the Sox. Ravello batting 275. Salem coming off a split series against the Woodpeckers of Fayetteville. This is their second series against the team from the South. A chopper over to first. This one gloved by Squires, and he steps on the first base bag in time for the third out. That'll retire this side. Salem doesn't score anybody. They don't get any hits either. Or no, they do get one, excuse me. A single from Cutter Coffee. No errors, and they leave two aboard. 1-0, Columbia on top of the Red Sox. Top of the second on tap for you after this on MILB TV. Top of the second here in Salem, the Red Sox trailing the Fireflies 1-0 in this series opener with Columbia in town. Hi, everybody. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you on an absolutely beautiful night for baseball in the Roanoke Valley. First pitch, this is just inside to Eric Pena, the center fielder for the Fireflies today. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, the ace of the Red Sox on the hill, the 1-0. Misses low and away at 92 on the gun, and the count now 2-0. Pena batting just 155, but he has five home runs on the season. Good for 16 RBIs. 2-0, this one ripped out into right. This will be down for a base hit to lead things off for the Fireflies in the top of the second.
And already four base hits for the Fireflies as well. Against one of the top pitchers in the Red Sox rotation in Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. This could spell a long series so far for the Red Sox, but of course the offense for Salem has a long time to figure itself out as well.
Oh, Columbia 17-10 on the year. 7-3 though in their last 10 games. That's what you call red hot, just about as hot as you can be in baseball. Deonmi Salone in ball number one, the designated hitter today. Count 1-0 on a breaking ball outside. Nobody out, runner on first. Check over to first. Sliding in safely is Pena. 359 on the year for Dion Misolon. 7 RBIs and a home run on top of it. The 1-0. Breaking ball rips right on down into the zone at 77 in the count now, even at a ball and a strike. From Barquisimeto, Venezuela, is Salón. 21-year-old, the 1-1. Misses inside at 92 in the count now, 2 balls and a strike. Last appeared on the 7th against Myrtle Beach after taking a couple of days off. And his 3 at-bats ended up having 2 hits, one of them a home run. His lone home run of the season when it's in its last game. The 2-1. Swing and a foul ball back to the netting. Even at 2-2. On the 4th, he went 0-for, but then had a 4-for-4 day on the 3rd against Myrtle Beach. A double involved in that as well. Runner on first. The 2-2 offering. Check swing on a pitch outside that misses the zone, and the count worked full here from Salone. Can work the walks as well. Back on the 25th, worked 3 walks against Augusta on the road, playing the Green Jackets. Swing and a foul tip on the 3-2. Runner went. Will stay alive at 3-2. I mean, gorgeous night here at the park. Couldn't ask for better weather. Some clouds, some grayer clouds. Says we could get possible rain and a little bit of lightning later on. I don't see that being the case, but high temperatures above 75. 3-2. Got him looking. Ring him up with a fastball that finds the zone on the outside corner. One away.
Big strikeout there for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. The Sox have had this crew before in that road series against the Delmarva Shorebirds. They know what their zones look like. They know the calls these umpires typically make, and that can work into Salem's advantage.
Runner on first, here's Brennan McNair. Now one down, and the first pitch misses. The count now 1-0. Still going that fastball, tapping out around 92 is Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. Brennan McNair, drafted in the 11th round, pick number 319 overall, out of McGee, Mississippi. A little bit of a tongue twister there. Count now 1-1, 77 on the breaking ball. 205 on the year. He also has a solo home run. 9 RBIs. Check over to first. In safely is Pena. Pena got aboard with a single to lead it off. Just a handful of pitches in. Pitch number getting slightly up there as the runner goes. The throw down is there. What a throw. Gilberto Mexicano showing off the cannon. And the tag applied there by Abram Liendo. That catches Pena trying to steal. The pitch did find the zone, and it's 1-2.
Now the umpire's holding up the fingers, make it a 2-1 count.
Now the scoreboard was reading 1-2. Now flop it, 2-1. 2-1 fouled away. The count now even at 2-2. What a throw there by Mexicano. Put it to the, you couldn't put it to the left side of the bag or even straight on. The only way he would have got him is throwing it slightly to the right of the bag. He did. Liendo able to apply the tag. 2 down, nobody on. 2 balls, 2 strikes here for Brennan McNair. The pitch misses low in the dirt on a breaking ball, and the count now worked full at 3-2. McNair ends up working the walk here on a full count. 93 on the fastball that misses, and there's a runner aboard here with 2 down.
And for Columbia, good job to get that runner back. It can always be a bit demoralizing to have your lone base runner get chopped out on a caught stealing. But McNair gets aboard. David Holly a 200 batter, so we'll see if he can put one into play and potentially start a two-out rally for the Fireflies.
A 23-year-old out of Cross Creek, Augusta, Georgia. First pitch misses outside at 77 in the count now, 1-0. Drafted back in 2018, round number 37, pick 1,112. The 1-0. Fastball piped in there, 92. Paints that upstairs outer corner. Count even at a ball and a strike. Righty on lefty, the runner goes from first. The strike is there. Throwdown gets up and away from Liendo. Coming in to grab it is Castro. Throws it to third, and sliding in safely is Brennan McNair. So give him two free bags, one on a stolen base, another on a fielding error. And there's a runner 90 feet away. 1-0 the score. Columbia on top of Salem. That run came back in the top of the first.
And like I said, big opportunity, two-out rally. As long as you can keep those runners moving, doesn't matter how many outs there are.
One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Just couldn't quite slice in. It was high and in. Looked like it had late movement on it. Not enough. And the count now 2-2. Holly batting 200. How about this? Four home runs. Two-two on the way. This is low and away at 77 on the breaking ball. And now another full count. That pitch count really getting up there for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz.
Yeah, we've seen him go late into ball games and relatively speaking, but he's finished five innings multiple times.
3-2. Misses outside on a fastball, and it's a full count walk again. Back-to-back full count walks, runners on the corners, and now Coach Blanton's going to have a conversation here as the entire infield converges.
I don't think this is too much of a panic situation. If you're Roberto Mexicano, the catcher, you have to remember there are two outs in the inning. If the runner and David Holly decides to head for second base, let him. Protect home plate. Levi Usher's the current batter. He drew a walk his last time up. Bases aren't loaded, so if you're Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, you can afford another walk. But the focus is to protect the plate and to focus on getting the batter out. With two outs, don't worry about the base runners. Focus on getting the next man up out. Fly out, ground out, strike out, doesn't matter. Whatever happens to that batter does not impact those runners unless it's a hit or an error. So for Rodriguez Cruz, forget about the runners at the corners and focus on getting Usher out of the game.
Well, here we go. Two down, 1-0 the lead for Columbia. Can they add some more onto it? Or can the Red Sox get out of a jam? Back to the top of the order. First pitch swinging and fouling it away is Levi Usher. He worked a walk in his first at-bat, ended up scoring on an RBI single from Brett Squires. Usher, Louisville Cardinal product. 193 on the year with a home run and five RBIs is Usher. 0-1. Runner goes from first. Throw down to second is not there, and it's going to score the guy from third.
And it's just what I was mentioning. If the runner goes for second, let him. It's not worth him being safe and a run scoring, which is exactly what just happened. Again, focus on getting the runner out. There are two strikes. If he were to wait another strike, it's a potential strikeout, and it's going to cost Salem a run.
So a stolen bag for Holly. Brennan McNair comes in to score. It's 2-0. Fireflies on top of the Red Sox. 0-2 to Usher. Misses outside on a fastball, and it's 1-2. Yeah, tough there. We've seen that so many times this year, Tyler.
I mean, it's a bait. It's a bait and switch. Baited him into throwing to second base, and McNair took home on the throw.
You just got to not fall for it. The question is, why do they keep doing it? The 1-2. Chopped on the ground, foul into right.
You know, that's frustrating as a coaching staff, as a manager, seeing that, because you're not in the moment. If you're a catcher, if you're Mexicano, you're seeing the runner go. Your instinct is to pop up and throw down. It's just that self-control that you were mentioning and how to rein that in.
Mexicano, in all likelihood, possibly the new day-to-day catcher for the Red Sox. The 1-2. Check swing. Misses inside on a breaking ball, and it's now 2-2. Ronald Rosario got the elevation today. Up to high A to play with the Greenville Drive. Daniel McAlvany is hurt, which means Roberto Mexicano, probably that day-to-day starter behind home plate for the Red Sox. The 2-2. Swing and a chopper on the ground. Ravello able to grab it at short. Throw to first. Low throw. Good catch by James, making it at his ankles for out number three. Well, Red Sox couldn't quite get out of the jam. They give up one. They do so on just one hit, one error, and they do leave one on base. 2-0 the score. Columbia leading it over Salem. Bottom of the second after this on MILB TV. Juan Chacon ready to get us going here in the bottom of the second. 2-0, Columbia on top over Salem. Hi, everybody. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you on what is a beautiful but turning into a little bit of a cloudy and dark evening for baseball here in Salem as the first pitch to Chacon lifted foul into the seats in right field. And the count now 0-1 for the Valera, Venezuela native. Chacon batting 209 on the year. Here's the 0-1 on a check swing. It misses below the knees at 81 on the slider, and it's 1-1. Still on the mound in his second inning of work, Steven Zoback kicks and deals the 1-1. A ripper down the right field line, tails foul. And the count now becomes 1-2. Juan Chacon, last time around, played on the 6th against Fayetteville, ended up going 1-for-4, was 0-for in his last two games before that, went 1-for-5 on the 3rd. This one's ripped out into right on the 1-2, and it's through for a base hit. Line drive to right field. Juan Chacon leads things off here in the 2nd with a single. Good way to start if you're the Red Sox. Good way to get into the hitter's column if you're Juan Chacon. Two hits already for the Red Sox today. Cutter Coffey brought in a 2-out single back in the 1st. And now Chacon with one. Zoback has not given up 2 hits in a game yet this season. Now doing it today in his first start. Sets up Lionel James, the first baseman. A check over to first, and Chacon is thrown out. Oh, boy, I'd love to see that one again. I thought he was back in time. Nonetheless, the field umpire, Brandon Schmidt, did not agree, and Chacon is sent back to the dugout in disappointment. We're going to take a look at the replay here on MILB TV if you're watching, and he looks safe to me. Instead, though, there is one away, and Chacon thrown on a pickoff. Peel on a check swing down the first base line. Brandon Schmidt says that Lionel James does not go in the count 1-0. Zoback lines and fires the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a flare out into right, tailing foul. This one into the picnic area. Out towards the visiting bullpen. How about the infield moving left to right for the visiting Columbia Fireflies? First, though, the 1-1. Check swing. Finds the zone at 94 on the inside fastball, and the count now 1-2. McNair at third, Vasquez at short, Rodriguez at second, Squires at first with Hernandez behind home plate. The 1-2. Swing and a flare to right again, just late as Lionel James. We'll stay at 1-2, 96 on that fastball. In the outfield left to right, it's Holly, Pena, and Usher. James batting 243, 13 RBIs. The 1-2. Swing and a miss way out in front of that slider. And there's two away. Second strikeout of the night for Steven Zoback. Sets the table for Yoberto Mexicano here.
Well, Mexicano's been one of the best hitters in the Red Sox lineup so far. Just a touch under 400. Mexicano, if anyone's going to get by Zoback today, I expect him to get at least one, possibly two hits today.
Just his ninth appearance inside a batter's box this season. Again, not your everyday starter at catcher. Has played some first base as the first pitch misses at 94. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a fly ball out into center, but it's hit right to Pena as he ranges to his right and makes the left-handed glove for out number three. Fly out to center field ends it for the Red Sox. We'll go to the nine-hole hitter, Abram Liendo, next time the Sox are up. It's 2-0 Columbia on top of Salem. Top of the third after this on MILB TV. Top of the third here in Salem. It's a 2-0 lead for the visiting Columbia Fireflies over the Red Sox. They've scored a run in both the top of the first and the second. As the first pitch to Omar Hernandez as he laid down a bunt, squibbed back between his legs behind home plate. And the count now 0-1. Well, you're going to see that a lot, right? The Fireflies known for two things, bunting and stealing bases. Second in the league in stolen bags, and they bunt with the best of them playing small ball as the 0-1 flared out into the seats behind home plate in the count now 0-2. For Omar Hernandez, the catcher, he singled in his first at-bat today. 0-2 pitch on the way. Misses high and away on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-2. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz entering his third inning of work despite giving up four hits. It's the 1-2 skied into the seats in right, and we'll stay at 1-2. Good time to bring you your trivia question, as we do as always in the top of the third inning. Calling time here is Omar Hernandez. Finally digs back in, righty on righty, the 1-2. Check swing, appeal. He did not go in the count now 2-2 on an 85-mile-an-hour changeup that missed away and off the plate. So the question here, who threw the, as this one is sharply hit down the left field line, gloved by Coffey. The throw to first is in time. A long throw across the diamond sits down Omar Hernandez on the 5-3 putout, and there's one away. The question here, who threw the final pitch in the 2004 World Series win for the Boston Red Sox? Who threw the final pitch to end the World Series in 2004? You can tweet at us using the hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast. First pitch misses outside. DeLisandro Rodriguez hit into a 3-6-3 double play in his first at-bat. Again, tweet at us using the hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast. 1-0 skips in the dirt, count now 2-0. Your answer to this question: what pitcher threw the final out in the 2004 World Series for the Boston Red Sox? 2-0. Fastball high and away. 3-0 just like that for Rodriguez. Answer coming with one out in the bottom of the third. Here's the 3-0. Get me over strike is there at 92, painting the inside corner. And the count now works to 3-3. Well, you got some rain out in the outfield, just way out into the mountains. That's kind of the beautiful thing about this elevation, as we get a foul tip and the count works full. You can see it streaking down out of the clouds way out into the distance, out in the mountains. So maybe that coming our way. Looks like the clouds are moving right to left. Payoff pitch. Fastball's there. Got him looking on the inside corner. What a pitch. That's two looking strikeouts for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz on a full count to sit him down with the fastball.
And was not happy with the call either. We'll see a replay if you're watching on MILB TV. Maybe we could see that it was right around belt high. Couldn't really tell from the angle that we were watching if it was inside or out.
Regardless, there are two away with nobody on as a breaking ball misses the zone to Brett Squires, who RBI singled in his first at-bat. Swinging a fly ball into the seats and left. Count now 1-1. 293 on the year is Squires. Certainly helped that with his RBI rip. Made it all the way to third before being the final out, thrown out at the plate on a great play between Liendo and Mexicano. 1-1 misses. No, finds the zone, rather, in the count now 1-2. Cutter Coffey playing slightly in down the left field line. James back towards the grass down the right field line. The 1-2. Check swing. He went around anyways on a high fastball, and that will record out number 3. Rodriguez Cruz, ERC, starting to find his groove a little bit. Back-to-back strikeouts. This time swing. He's got 3 on the day. 1-2-3 go the Fireflies. Bottom of the third and your trivia answer after this on MILB TV. getting a little muggy here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on a sticky night for baseball. 2-0 the lead for Columbia on top of the Red Sox here in the bottom of the third. Ibram Liendo, the nine-hole hitter, up for the first time tonight, will lead us off. Batting just 147 on the year. Flies one out into shallow left. Going back, making the catch is Holly, calling off Vasquez, the shortstop. One away. So that was quick. First pitch swinging. Ibram Liendo sat down, and there's already one away. Roman Anthony back to the top of the order. Struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Former Stoneman Douglas High School was a star there. Same high school as Anthony Rizzo. Crushes one out to left. This ball is going towards the track, but making a catch on the run at the track is Holly. Back-to-back action for Holly out there in left field with two balls hit right in his direction, and he made a play on both of them. Two away just like that on just two pitches here for Steven Zoback, making quick work of the Sox. No rest for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz is right now a situation where you might tell Miguel Blaze, hey, just prolong this thing a little bit, right? Take your time. It's tough to do that with the pitch clock. You only get one disengagement, but now ERC looking like he might have to come back out quickly. The first pitch swung on, lifted sky high out in the left. This ball's going. She is down on the track in a one hopper to the wall. Blaze rounding second, heading for third. The throw to third, not even close. Miguel Blaze slides into third after crushing a triple off the left field wall. How about the speed around the base paths for this guy? One of the top prospects in the Red Sox organization, and he showed you why right there. A two-out triple.
Already the third triple of the season for Miguel Blaze. Eighth triple as a team for Salem. How about this? The Salem pitching staff has only given up one this season.
Wow. So bring up Cutter Coffee, singled in his first at-bat, a check swing on a pitch that misses outside on a slider at 83. Zoback has given up three hits here. Again, after only giving up one, coming into today altogether in 11 innings. The 1-0. This is inside of the count now, 2-0. Deepest he's ever gone is four. Again, this is his first start. Now in his third inning of work. Blaze with a lead at third. Sox could cut the lead in half here with a ripper up the middle, and there it is. That's going to bring in Blaze to score. Cutter Coffee with a two-out RBI single, and the Red Sox are on the board 2-1.
Rare that you ever get back-to-back base hits against Steven Zoback. Well, a triple followed up by a single for Blaze and Coffee gets Salem on the board. That is a huge run for the first time this season. In 13 innings pitched, a earned run is scored against Steven Zoback this season.
Setting up Alan Castro with a runner on first. Runner goes, check swing, throw to second, gets away. Coffee stays put at second. He's got a stolen bag. That is what the Red Sox do, I'm telling you. And I think their mindset here, Tyler, hey, we're playing a team that's got a small ball with the bunts, and they are second in the league in stolen bases. Salem's saying in order to keep up with how much they can score and manufacture runs, we're going to have to steal some extra this series as well. You're seeing it on full display. It's now the third one today. 1-0 to Castro. Finds the zone on a breaking ball that ripped in the count now even at a ball and a strike, and everyone just kind of takes a deep breath here after a lot of consecutive excitement. Runner on second. Vasquez holding on Coffee, the 1-1. Skips up in the dirt, dribbles away from Hernandez. Coffee surveys back to second on a throwdown, and he's there standing up. Two balls and a strike for Alan Castro. Walked the first time up to the dish, batting just 184 on the year, but he does have 13 RBIs in a situation where he could bring in some more. Zoback, former California Golden Bear, offers the 2-1. Swing and a lifter out into shallow right. Underneath it is Usher, who makes the grab on the jog for out number three. Well, not before the Red Sox go bear hunting. Back-to-back hits by Blase and Coffey. A triple and an RBI single get the Red Sox on the board. The Fireflies still lead it 2-1. Top of the fourth after this when we return from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Welcome back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Tyler Katz, my partner to my right, going to take us through the middle innings. TK?
Appreciate it. There's a line drive immediately getting into action. Rolls into left center field. Trying for second base is Vasquez, who slides in. Tag applied, and he's out. A single for Daniel Vasquez. Got a little too greedy and chopped out. Heading for second base on the play. What a way to start off the top of the fourth inning.
There you go. If you're Salem defensively, obviously you don't want to give up a hit. ERC gives up his fifth hit of the ball game, but nevertheless, nice throw down there and a great play. We got an injury here.
Yeah, hold on a second. The entire infield is in. And is this is in the infield for Salem. Not a great look. That's Abram Liendo. So a not great look here as Liendo gets his hand checked out.
Yeah, they're going to need him. He's pretty darn good over there at second. Plays short sometimes, but a huge, huge infield presence for the Red Sox. Defensively, mostly. Good bat. Don't get me wrong. One of the more strugglesome bats at the moment for the Red Sox sub-Mendoza line below 200, but still very, very important on the defensive side for Salem. They continue to look at him here.
So Liendo, he had a lot of great plays over at third base and second base last series against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's not a great look here, as this is one of the lengthier times. We'll take a short break. We'll step aside here in Salem. Be back when we're ready to play ball again here on MILB TV and Valley Live. back to baseball. Abram Liendo sporting a new compression sleeve or bracelet on his wrist. Scary sight as Eric Pena steps into the batter's box to take on Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, back out for his third inning of work. Pena will take a ball low to start a 1-0 count. Daniel Vasquez, just before we had that injury delay, was chopped out with a single, heading for second where the tag was applied. Another miss low on a fastball at 92 miles per hour. Will just miss low, two balls and no strikes to Pena. Third pitch of the at-bat, same location. Low yet again on the fastball, and Pena has worked himself ahead in the count, three balls and no strikes. Big opportunity here for the Fireflies, but a swing, a rare swing on a 3-0 count will make it a 3-1 count instead. So a decent opportunity. One delivery, a fastball that misses low, and it's a five-pitch walk to Eric Pena. Already the fourth walk surrendered today by Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, as it brings up Solon, the designated hitter, who struck out looking in his last at-bat. Dionme Solon, a 350 batter, excuse me.
Came in 359.
A fly ball heading over towards right. Diving out. Miguel Blaise makes the catch in right field. Laying out like Superman to make the play.
What a catch. What a catch by Miguel. He honestly didn't make the right read on it at first because he stopped, backed up for a second, and then had to charge in on it and then ended up making up for it with an incredible diving grab. What a play.
So it now brings up Brennan McNair. He walked and came around to score back in the second inning. Called strike downstairs. Well, it's about time that we take you through our trivia answer about an inning delayed. It's a pickoff back to first, but back in safely is Eric Pena. Question today was, who had the final pitch of the 2004 Boston Red Sox World Series championship? So who dealt the final pitch of that World Series? 0-1 ball will miss downstairs, evens the count to one ball and one strike. No correct answers today. Correct answer is Keith Foulke, who played for the Boston Red Sox from 2004 to 2006. Keith Foulke, the answer to today's trivia question. 1-1 pitch misses just downstairs. ERC has had some trouble keeping that pitch up. He consistently has been missing in the low part of the zone so far today. Pickoff back to first again. And safe at first is Pena.
You know, I'm curious, tweeted us, what was your favorite Red Sox World Series memory using the hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast?
2-1. Again goes low, but this one finds the zone, evens up the count to two balls and two strikes. For Rodriguez Cruz, his pitch count already up to 71.
I'd have to say my favorite was that 0-4.
Runner goes, fouled off. Hooks over the press box, keeps the count at 2-2.
You had the comeback down 3-0 to the Yankees. The comeback to beat the Yankees to go to the, I want to say that, I don't remember if they beat them in the DS or the CS, but.
Fly ball over to left. That drops in for a base hit. Heading for third is Pena. The throw is offline. Everybody is safe. Brennan McNair, a nice piece of hitting. And Columbia showing why they're so good. They've gotten a hit in three of the four innings played so far. And the second multi-hit inning of the game so far.
Yeah, and they only got two runs to show for it. And I think Salem's lucky for that, to be honest. But like I was saying, you had the 3-0 comeback to win four games in a row against the Yankees. And on top of it, it broke the streak where they hadn't won a World
World Series since 1918. That was the first one back. And after that, they did plenty of winning, but that was kind of very, very special one, the 04 World Series.
First pitch downstairs to Daniel Holly. Walked and stole a base his last time up. It's always a good Red Sox World Series memory back in 04. Of course, a lot of success since then. A ball downstairs. Throw back to first. Very close play, but McNair called safe by our field umpire today in Brandon Schmidt.
This is right here. This is two out offense being manufactured here.
McNair singled to get Pena over to third with two outs. Foul ball trickles back. First strike to Holly. 93 mile per hour fastball from ERC.
Salem gives up a lot of that. I'm very curious to see the numbers, and I'm going to try and find it here. Two out runs that Salem allows.
So runners at the corners. Holly, the nine-hole batter, pickoff back to first, but back in safely is McNair. Brandon Schmidt's getting his work cut out for him today. A lot of stolen bases, pickoff attempts, plays at the bases in the field. Runner goes on a ground ball foul down the third baseline. Hit and run is given up. Two balls, two strikes. Check swing on a pitch low.
Elmer thought he had it.
And I think Holly thought he got rung up as well. He stepped in front of the plate. Now the umpire talking to the Salem dugout, putting his hand up saying no more. Both dugouts have been upset today with Corey Gerber, the home plate umpire.
Stolen bag.
Oh, we have an ejection. Hold on. Someone from the Salem dugout just got tossed. We don't know who it was right now, but someone in the Salem dugout has been ejected from today's game. A conversation. This is Jason Blanton, the pitching coach for the Salem Sox, has been tossed from today's game. A huge blow, and it's all smiles, and I'm pretty sure the coaching staff was telling another player in the dugout to keep his lips sealed. 2-2, grounder to third, picked up by Coffey. The throw will go to first for the short out. A 5-3 ground out ends the frame. No damage is done. Jason Blanton ejected from today's game. Bottom four up next. Salem trailing 2-1 to Columbia. Way back on MILB TV and Valley Live. welcome you back here to Salem. As after three innings of play, Steven Zoback's day is done. New pitcher on the mound for the Columbia Fireflies. As it will be Luis Ravello, Juan Chacon, and Lionel James due up this inning. Ben Sears takes over on the mound for the Fireflies. A called strike begins his day, an 80-mile-per-hour pitch. Sears, a former Houston Cougar in his college days, as he lines one over to second base. Ravello is out on a line-out to Rodriguez, one away. It brings up Juan Chacon, one for one today. Sears, a 14th-round draft pick by the Royals, originally from Providence, Rhode Island. 1-0 record on the year with a 3.48 ERA. This is his sixth appearance on the year. Called strike into Chacon. Nice slider in at 81. We last saw Sears take the mound on May 4th against Myrtle Beach. 0-1, ball outside, count goes even. He just pitched one inning, allowed a hit and two strikeouts to the Pelicans. In his five appearances, he's allowed a run to score in three. 1-1, misses downstairs. Two balls and a strike to Chacon as the sun begins to sink here in the Roanoke Valley. Sky that was once a bright blue, now getting deeper and deeper shades. 2-1, called strike downstairs. Two balls and two strikes. Had a bit of drama in the last inning. 2-2. Lifted towards center, it drops in for a base hit. Juan Chacon with a one-out single. He's now 2-for-2 today, bringing up Lionel James. James struck out swinging in his lone at-bat so far. But the last inning, Salem particularly upset with a arguing balls and strikes call from home plate umpire Corey Gerber. It led to pitching coach Jason Blanton getting tossed from the game. Dribbler over to short. Vasquez will throw into first. It's a 6-3 double play. That ends the frame. A nice play. Vasquez to Squires to end the frame. No runs on a hit. No errors. One runner left on base. As we'll leave it there through four innings of play on MILB TV and Valley Live. We welcome you back here for inning number five. A 2-0 Firefly lead as Levi Usher, the former Louisville Cardinal, steps into the batter's box. Played a couple of games last season for the Fireflies, but really getting the bulk of his time this season as the first pitch misses low. New pitcher for Salem as well. as this will bring in Gabriel Jackson to the game. Ball will miss downstairs to Usher. So Jackson takes over for ERC. After just four innings of work from one of the Red Sox best starters. Ball outside, and Jackson has yet to find the strike zone. Three balls and no strikes. Quiet crowd, crack of the bat over to first. Flip onto the pitcher, James, to Jackson in time for the out. A 3-1 ground out will retire Usher. He's now 0-for-2 today. On the 3-1 ground out, Omar Hernandez the next batter. Gabriel Jackson, the new pitcher for the Red Sox, the native to Samana, Dominican Republic. His eighth appearance of the season, he carries a 3.38 ERA and a 2-0 record into this game. Hernandez will watch the first pitch go upstairs for ball one.
You know, suddenly, TK, those are some dark clouds all of a sudden right here. And it's crazy, when you're up in the mountains like this, they look so much lower.
Ball will miss downstairs to Hernandez.
But completely clear into right and past, and it looks like these are just kind of passing through, but very, very dark clouds. I think that's where you got your 30% chance of thunderstorm.
Ball comes inside. I believe that now makes it a 3-1 count as the umpire held it up. Scoreboard was indicating that that was a walk. Instead, here's the 3-1. Called a strike, and the count will go full. Excuse me, my mistake, make it a 3-1. A lot of hits so far, not a lot of runs to show for it. Ground ball to first, James will pick it up, steps on first base himself. Back-to-back ground outs in action for Lionel James, recording both outs as it brings up Rodriguez 0-for-2 today, struck out looking and grounded into a double play.
Rodriguez still trying to find his groove a little bit, but typically a solid batter at 241 on the year, power hitter with three homers.
The Centro Rodriguez will swing and miss at the first offering, an 87 mile per hour offering from Gabriel Jackson. Salem trying to find its way back into this game after falling behind 2-0. Foul ball hooks back for strike two. Salem has had a couple opportunities to score. Have only been able to score one so far. 0-2, swung on and missed. Gabriel Jackson goes 1-2-3 through his first inning of work. Middle of the fifth inning here in Salem. Bottom five, two up, 2-1 Fireflies lead on MILB-TV and Bally Live. bottom of the fifth inning about to get underway. 8-9-1 portion of the batting order. Yarberto Mexicano, Abram Liendo, and Roman Anthony set to bat this inning. The pitch will miss low. Ben Sears still on the mound for Columbia in relief of Steven Zoback. Well, a couple innings ago, as we'll have to pause as there's a base hit into left center field. Yarberto Mexicano with his first base hit of the day keeps that batting average high, just around the 400 mark, a leadoff single for Mexicano.
Yeah, good way to start here for the Salem Red Sox too, right? 2-1, down by one. Now tied up the hit column at six, trying to manufacture runs out of that.
Slight leadoff of first for Mexicano. Pickoff back to first was nearly the second pickoff of the game for Columbia, but Mexicano back in safely. As I was mentioning a couple innings ago, we asked you what your favorite Boston Red Sox World Series memory was. There's a fly ball into left, interrupting yet again. That drops in for a base hit just to the right of the left field foul line. Back-to-back base hits against Sears to lead off the bottom of the fifth. Mexicano to second, Liendo to first. Top of the order to bring up Roman Anthony.
That one just a bloop single. Nice hit there. Literally just blooped right to the left field line. Perfectly placed and exactly what you're looking for on a softy.
So Anthony 0 for 2 today, batting .214 on the season.
That's the weird thing about Anthony though, right? Batting .214, yet so much better than that in on base percentage. So when you look at it, he's getting on base, works so many walks, he's just not necessarily getting hits.
He had a 3-for-5 performance on Sunday, one of his best performances of the year, as he takes a ball outside to even the count at 1-1. Well, we had one response on our Salem Sox broadcast hashtag from IT Photo Guy, a loyal listener, and we thank you for that. However, you cheated a little bit, and I'm going to have to call you out on it here. Ball downstairs will make it a 2-1. We asked for your favorite Boston Red Sox World Series memory. IT Photo Guy responded with the Kirk Gibson home run in 1988 with the Dodgers. You cheated a little bit, but it's okay because that is a great World Series memory. Ball outside will make it a 3-1. And probably one of the most iconic World Series moments in the history of the MLB.
One of the best calls by the great Vin Scully ever.
One of the ones he's known for, and rest in peace, as there's a ground ball. Skips off the glove of Vasquez, the shortstop. Bases will be loaded off a single from Roman Anthony. Ball skips away and will be caught by the catcher, Hernandez. So no danger on the base paths, but that's back-to-back-to-back singles for Salem. And an opportunity here for the top-ranked prospect with the Salem Red Sox, Miguel Blais. He tripled in his last at-bat back in the third. He can really do some damage here if he gets a piece of a good Ben Sears pitch. And time called. A visit to the mound. Pitching coach John Habia coming out to have a quick discussion with his pitcher in Sears. And again, a reminder, due to the nature of how this ballpark was built, we can't really see the Columbia bullpen, so unsure if there's action going on down there.
Listen to some of the names that called this play. The Kirk Gibson home run, going back to your point. Don Drysdale was on the call for the Dodgers radio network. Vin Scully was on the call for the Dodgers NBC TV broadcast. Jack Buck was on the call for CBS. All in the same stadium, calling the same home run. Kirk Gibson, pretty cool, some of the big names.
First pitch to Miguel Blais, missing low, but I mean, that's what happens when you have such a big World Series moment, especially with the Dodgers involved in 1988. And that was a World Series that ended up in the Dodgers' favor. Fly ball lifted out to right. Levi Usher gives chase towards foul territory. Basket catch. Tagging up is Mexicano. The throw goes to second instead, but is cut off by the second baseman, Rodriguez. And we have a tie game here in the bottom of the fifth. Sack fly in foul territory to right scores Mexicano.
It's big, and I thought I had a chance to get there to Anthony. Instead, Rodriguez plays cutoff. Anthony's in there at second. Obviously, Liendo shifts over to third, and good spot to be if you're the Red Sox right now.
Well, you typically don't see a runner tag up from first to second base, especially not on a flyout to right. Anthony just has that speed. Cutter Coffee is 2 for 2. We'll take the first offering for strike one. Coffee not only with 2 singles, but 2 stolen bases on the day as well. 0-1. High chopping ball over to short. Vasquez picks up, throws to first. It gets away. Into scores Abram Liendo. Rounding third is Roman Anthony. The throw to the plate is not in time. Heading for third, Coffee. He is out there, but the damage is done. It's 4-2 Salem. Big play for the Red Sox, claiming their first lead of the night.
A big piece of hitting. Now the bases are cleared. But not even hitting, I should say. Just enough of a chop there to make it a tough play. And it just made Vasquez think for a split second, which is why, one, he hesitated on the throw to first, thought about going to second, went to first, the throw is offline.
Fly ball foul up the third baseline out of play.
And again, just that timely base running where Anthony was in between second and third and making eye contact with Vasquez made him think for that split second.
High fly ball, shallow outfield. Second baseman Rodriguez will reach up to make the catch. In foul territory, Alan Castro is retired. But again, damage done. A 3-spot for Salem, bottom 5. Red Sox lead the Fireflies 4-2 on MILB TV and Valley Live. Big inning in the fifth will take us to the sixth. Brett Squires leads things off as Columbia finds itself down by 2 entering the sixth inning. Ball outside, Gabriel Jackson is still the man on the bump for Salem. Pitch comes inside, 90 mile per hour pitch. 2-0. Brett Squires today is 1 for 2, a .289 batter. First baseman today for Columbia as well. Called strike inside. As we can take a moment to look around scores from across the Carolina League. Some close division races as we enter mid-May. Line drive, left field line, foul. Final score in Augusta as the Green Jackets take down the Charleston River Dogs 8-3. River Dogs, the defending, two-time defending Carolina League champions, have started their season 10-18. Bottom five down in Fayetteville. Red Sox just finished up a series with the Woodpeckers. Woodpeckers trail 2-0 to Kannapolis, bottom five. Grounder foul will keep the count at 2-2. Over in Myrtle Beach, where the Fireflies just finished a series with the Pelicans. Lynchburg is tied with the Pelicans 0-0, top five in South Carolina. 2-2 delivery. High pop fly. This one into the stratosphere as it comes down. Coffee comes in. We'll reach up to make the catch for the first out of the inning. As Squires is retired, it brings up Daniel Vasquez, who is 2-for-2 today. Elsewhere in the Carolina League, Fredericksburg trying to snap a four-game losing streak. They lead the Carolina Mudcats 1-0, top six.
Fred Nats, we haven't seen them yet this year. Looking forward to it, though.
Memorial Day weekend, or the week leading up to Memorial Day, is when the Fred Nats come to Salem. Called strike to Vasquez. And finally, Down East, who is leading the Carolina League, tied with Carolina, is leading Delmarva 8-2, end of the sixth inning in Down East. Ball downstairs will make it a 1-1 count.
Isn't it nice to have it warm again, TK? It was too cold for too long, my friend.
1-1 swing and a miss by Vasquez. Well, it was a bit of a warmer winter than we're typically used to here in Southwest Virginia. The El Nino weather pattern pushed away a lot of the Arctic air, so we didn't get that many winter storms. They had a couple snowfalls, but nothing too crazy. But it just lingered around for a while. 1-2, ball will miss low. Counts even, two balls and two strikes.
Yeah, we kind of got that false summer as well. We had that stretch a couple weeks ago early on in our season, late April, where it was hot out. And then it got cold here beginning of May for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, first week of May got frigid. Will be a full count to Daniel Vasquez, three balls and two strikes. Payoff pitch, grounder to third, and it's bobbled and gets into the outfield. Cutter Coffee couldn't hold on. Heading for second is Vasquez. The throw down, not in time. Safe at second is Daniel Vasquez on what I will believe will be ruled as a two-base error on Coffee.
Yeah, it was the right call, too. I mean, it was close, but I think that was the right call. Vasquez just got there in time. How about Chacon, though, showing off the arm there and laps, giving it a chance?
Yeah, I mean, it was a good attempt. Nearly got Vasquez. By the way, for what it's worth, looking at the 10-day forecast, the lowest high temperature in the next 10 days, ball outside, it will be 68 degrees next Monday.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, I'm going to play so much golf.
Now, the concern is there's a 40% chance of rain, so it might not be perfect golf weather.
There's rain every day.
1-0 called strike. It's supposed to be, here's the interesting part, a 70% chance of rain on Saturday and Sunday, which threatens this series.
Right.
Now, here's the problem with that. These two teams don't play again this season. A ball downstairs, and those games have to be made up. So the question becomes, when do you play those games? If it does rain, of course, we're talking about days in advance right now.
They don't meet again this season or just this half?
I believe this season. Foul ball back. And I'll fact check myself here.
Yeah, I don't know what you do there.
Because that was the situation when Fayetteville came to town. We had an hour and a half delay. It was supposed to rain up until 10 o'clock. Thankfully, the skies cleared up and we were able to play ball, but we were planning on staying here for a 10-hour game start delay just to get that game in. 2-2 on a check swing inside. No swing, says the home plate umpire. Full count to Pena.
It would have been like Pac-12 after dark.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a 3:05 start. We were planning. Everyone was getting comfortable, and I don't know where I was getting my information from. They go to Columbia at the start of June.
Ah, so they'll be fine.
Payoff pitch called strike three. Eric Pena goes down on strikes. Second strikeout of the night for Gabriel Jackson. So that answers the question. Should we be unable to play the game Saturday? And the one of bigger concern is on Sunday, Salem would act as the home team in one of those games in Columbia at the start of June.
Speaking of golf, I cannot wait till we play the Augusta Green Jackets. Absolute all-time name for a team.
Would have been better during the Masters. Runner goes to third. Throwdown from Mexicano. Coffee wasn't even close to covering the bag, as it's an easy stolen base for Daniel Vasquez. Well, how about the name Fireflies? I mean, that the logo on the jersey with the glowing jar full of fireflies is so cool, in my opinion.
It's a nice, modern-looking uniform and team design.
1-0 to Salone. Is downstairs.
It's really everything that is minor league baseball, right? You see some teams with kind of a very more traditional approach, like the Salem Red Sox. And then there's others that really mix it up and get fancy with it and bring out unique colors that you don't see in the bigs, and like a neon and a navy. And it's a sharp look. And, you know, they do a nice job with it, and the fancy numbers and things like that. That's what minor league baseball is all about. And they do a really, really nice job with that in Columbia.
Well, I'm going to say something that's kind of going to shock you, and we can talk about this more in case we get interrupted in the next inning. But first time I ever saw a firefly was about 3-4 years ago. 2-1 as a ball comes inside, count is 3-1. Originally from South Florida, and we just don't have fireflies down there. So my first time ever seeing a firefly was when I came to Virginia.
Honestly, being up in New York, I mean, I've seen a couple, but I can't remember seeing many either.
3-1. Ball inside. It's a five-pitch walk to Dionme Salone.
I don't think they're as common as you'd think. I mean, you see them when you're, like, camping and stuff. But, you know, you're not going to really see a firefly in your backyard necessarily. More of a wooded area type thing.
And we're going to get a timeout here, as a meeting on the mound with the substitute pitching coach, Jason Blanton, ejected earlier today. Someone else in the dugout having to fill that role. But a quick pitching, or a mound visit, I should say, to Gabriel Jackson, with Dionme Salone standing at first. Daniel Vasquez is at third for Brennan McNair, who has reached base safely twice today. Walked in the second, singled in the fourth, has an opportunity here in the sixth. Jackson looks down, fires, swing and a miss. McNair swinging at air at the first offering. We talk about team names. There are a lot of really cool names in the Carolina League. Swing and a miss yet again.
This would be the second time Salem's able to get out of it, and I don't want to jinx it, but an 0-2 count with two down, get out of a jam with runners on the corners here.
Tying run is standing over at first base, and Salone, he takes off, and a pickoff for Gabriel Jackson. It's a pickle. The run scores. That crosses before the out is made, so it's 4-3. There's the tag. Columbia gets another run, but that ends the inning. 4-3, your score mid-6. Head to the bottom of the sixth inning.
Why? they went with it. They fell for it again. Columbia is so good with those stolen bases, second in the league in it. They get them in the rundown, then the guy's able to steal home. Now, they got the out in the rundown, so obviously that's fantastic. But that's twice now we've seen them grab that on the runners on the corners. The runner goes from first, and then they score the guy from third.
It looked like a clean pickoff play. Problem was, runner at third, Daniel Vasquez, made the heads-up play to head home. 4-3 as we head to the bottom of the sixth on MILB-TV and Valley Live. Welcome you back here, bottom of the sixth inning. Luis Ravelo, Juan Chacon, Lionel James due up in this frame. Well, Gio, we were talking a little bit about it in the previous frame. It's the first pitch to Ravelo, comes inside. But a pickoff, a caught stealing for Columbia. But with runners at the corners, again, it's the bait of trying to get that runner home. And with two strikes, could have been another pitch to Brennan McNair. Got you out of the inning anyway. So the question has been, is how has Salem fallen for it twice as a ball will miss to Ravelo outside?
They've fallen for it all season, TK. That's the thing. It's not just tonight.
2-0, another ball outside. Three straight misses on a 90-mile-per-hour fastball. Ben Sears is back out for his third inning of work. If he can complete the inning, he would match the innings set by Columbia starter Steven Zoback. Called strike downstairs will make it a 3-1.
You know, and again, we're not being negative. We're just observing. I mean, they are falling into the exact trap that the Fireflies want them to fall into when you run that guy from first and then you bring the guy from third in to score.
A walk drawn by Luis Ravelo. It's the first walk surrendered by Ben Sears today as it brings up Juan Chacon. Chacon, the Venezuelan native, is 2-for-2 today and is looking to extend that to 3-for-3. He got a hit against Zoback and against Sears. This is the first time he's taking on a pitcher for Columbia twice. Pickoff back to first base, caught way off the back was Luis Ravelo. He's picked off easily. Second pickoff, and the Salem fans not too happy about it. And it is base running mistakes for Salem, both defensively and offensively today.
Yeah, I don't.
Swing and a miss for Chacon.
I don't like that. If you're a hometown team, you know, the kid's 19 years old. Give him a break, right? Yeah, it's too far of a lead, but you don't get. You know, I'm disappointed in our fans for that, especially because maybe they should come to more games and fill the seats if they want to yell.
It'll be a 1-1 count to Juan Chacon. Called strike outside. But you're right, Gio. This is a developmental league. That's a lot of kids who are either new to this country or having moved across the country to come play, with a couple exceptions. A lot of them 18, 19, 20 years old.
Luis Ravelo, 19 years old. As a 19-year-old, that probably would not feel very good to get yelled upon like that. So.
Swing and a miss for Ben Sears. Or excuse me, for Juan Chacon, first strikeout for Ben Sears today as it brings up Lionel James. Two gone with nobody on. But again, you're right. It's not the major leagues where the goal is to go out and win the World Series every year as a ball will miss downstairs. And of course you want to win the Carolina League championship as well. But at the end of the day, it's getting better and trying to get that next step up the ladder. Called strike downstairs, evens the count 1-1, 80-mile-per-hour pitch. Well, you talk about a couple of moves that just happened yesterday for both the Fireflies and the Red Sox as a grounder will go foul of the third baseline. 1-2. You had Ronald Rosario called up to the Greenville drive. He's sitting on the bench down in Greenville as the drive take on the dash of Winston-Salem. Anderson Lira got called up from the Florida Complex League, now here in Salem. So another player who impressed down in Fort Myers got called up to Southwest Virginia. Ball low as it evens 2-2. John McMillan, the pitcher for the Columbia Fireflies, promoted to High A Quad Cities. 2-2, just ticked back. Drop third strike, did not make contact. The throw down to first base skips off, and it's a strikeout. It is a strikeout for Lionel James that allows him to reach. It's the second strikeout of the inning for Ben Sears. I don't believe that will be an error on the scoreboard. Instead, just the drop third strike. As it brings up the 1-for-2, Yorberto Mexicano. But as I was mentioning, getting called up from the Arizona Complex League to Columbia today was pitcher Mauricio Veliz and Chase Wallace. Called strike outside will make it an 0-1.
It's going to be that time. You see some movement. Everybody's kind of been settled for a month now.
The 0-1 hit back up the middle. Pena comes in. Sliding grab. A nice play by Pena. Out in center. Ends the frame. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left on base for Salem. 4-3. Red Sox over the Fireflies as we head to inning 7. On MILB TV and Valley Live. Welcome you back here to Salem. 4-3, Red Sox lead the Fireflies as Brennan McNair, David Holly, and Levi Usher lead off the Columbia seventh. New pitcher on the mound for Salem, Jonathan Brand, into the ballgame. Last saw Brand on May the 5th. Cinco de Mayo as he pitched two innings against the Woodpeckers, allowed three hits and a run. Foul ball to McNair will make it an 0-1 count.
Lively crowd this evening.
And mostly from the sweets level. 0-1 lifted out towards left. It drops in for a base hit. McNair now a 2-for-2 line.
This game close here. I mean, it just feels like, it felt like Salem had the momentum and had the lead. And now all of a sudden, look at this. We're even in the hit category. A 4-3 lead for Salem. This game is down the middle right now. It's going to come down to who pitches better down the stretch here. Not a great start for Brand.
Holly will miss slow. Well, we got to shout out our guy, our main man, IT Photo Guy on Twitter. Always an avid listener. Is, by the way, our most recent winner of our third inning trivia game. As a pickoff back to first, safe is McNair. So if you want to take down IT Photo Guy, you got to tweet in tomorrow or any game during the third inning and tweet in your correct answer. We were talking about awesome names across minor league baseball. It's a foul ball, hooks back. We were talking about the Columbia Fireflies, the Augusta Green Jackets. And there are just a lot of really odd names all over minor league baseball. And trying to think of what my personal favorite would be across all of the minors. 1-1. Hooks well foul and nearly into the suite that was making all the noise today.
Yeah, that's what I was just checking out. Like, all right, who's making all this noise today? I got up. I'm looking around the ballpark on the concourse, and we have found the culprits. The box suites to our bottom right. A plethora of red solo cups is explaining the behavior.
A ball skips away on a wild pitch as McNair will take second base, runner in scoring position. With nobody out, potential dangerous situation here.
This could be like a, at first sight, it looks like a fraternity-type setup. Not sure exactly what it is. Could be, you know, Roanoke College and Virginia Tech, both with seniors getting ready to graduate this weekend. Maybe that's a senior box for a fraternity, something like that.
2-2 line drive foul down the left field line. Sorry to interrupt.
No, I apologize. All right, I don't want to speculate, but could be the setup.
But talking about awesome names, I think I'll go down the list. Triple A down to single A. Triple A, I have to go with the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp as my favorite name in Triple A.
Yeah, that's pretty good. They play the Syracuse Mets a lot, my hometown.
Fly ball foul. Hooks out of play. Double A, I think there's a tie. I can't. There's a lot of good names in Double A.
I got to say, back to Triple A real quick.
Yeah.
I'm biased, but the Worcester Woo Sox is up there. Now, the Jumbo Shrimp is the best, no doubt. I agree with you there. But the Woo Sox just is a unique in its own as well.
Two balls, two strikes. Pitch from Brand. Swung on and missed. Down on strikes goes David Holly. First K of the night for Jonathan Brand. Now, Double A. You have the Rocket City Trash Pandas. So we'll take a look here at that strikeout. Just got him chasing on that curveball that fell out of the zone. The Binghamton Rumble Ponies and the Akron Rubber Ducks. Those are three that are probably my favorites in Double A.
I'm gonna go Rumble Ponies, but I'm biased. Binghamton about an hour away from Syracuse.
Ball downstairs.
So that's like home for
me. Appeal down, no swing. High A. You got another bunch of great choices in High A. How about the Lansing Lugnuts? Where their logo is quite literally a screw. Ball downstairs to make it a 2-0 count.
You can't go wrong with the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Their logo is excellent.
True.
The Blue Claws, solid.
The Asheville Taurus to the Greenville Drive, High A affiliate of the Red Sox, just finished playing a series against. 2-0 delivery, misses inside, 3-0. And then down in single A, we've mentioned it already, the Augusta Green Jackets, all-time
name. Takes
the
cake for me.
Columbia Fireflies, of course. I don't know. The Tampa Tarpons in the Florida State League is one I like a lot. A ball inside will make it a four-pitch walk to Levi Usher. First walk surrendered by Brand. Runners at first and second.
I said, who can close out pitching-wise the best here? Salem now onto their third arm and found some more base runners here, a walk, a base hit to start. Brand still trying to find his groove a little bit.
brings up Omar Hernandez. By the way, our main guy on Twitter, IT Photo Guy, his favorite single-A mascot at the California State League, the Modesto Nuts.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see why one would like that name.
First pitch to Hernandez, a called strike down low. The 1-for-3 batter today is batting with one out and runners at first and second. Tying run for the Fireflies on second base. Go-ahead run is at first. Pitch from Brand. Just missing on the outside part of the plate. 90-mile-per-hour pitch. McNair at second. Usher at first in a very close ball game between the 12-14 Salem Sox and the 17-10 Columbia Fireflies. 1-1. Chopper, this could be two. Picked up by Ravello. On to second for one. On to first. Skips away. Tying run in McNair will come in to score as the throw is not in time. And a fielding error for Salem has tied this game at four, just an out away from the seventh inning stretch.
And they're able to get the force, so that's out number two. But, yeah, we got ourselves a tie ball game here with a runner on second.
So rule it a fielder's choice for Hernandez advancing to second on the air. And now the lines are identical. Four runs, eight hits, two errors for each team.
I mean, Salem could really use this because this is going to be a tough series against a really good team. Going to top the South. 17-10 on the year. They've won seven of their last 10. This could be a really big win to start. Red Sox letting it slip away a little bit here.
Swing and a line foul.
Wow.
That one was really well struck. Just pulled it way foul down the right field line.
Yeah, just a tad late on that one, but that had some home run type pop, extra base hit type pop on it.
Go ahead run is at second base. There are two outs in the inning, however. One one to Rodriguez, a bit too far upstairs, just above the lettering.
It's a good pitch. It's a good pitch.
And for Lisandro Rodriguez, trying to break the spell, 0-for-3 today. Pair of strikeouts and grounded into a double play. Comes inside, called strike. Two balls, two strikes. Should he reach, Brett Squires stands on deck.
I think our gentlemen in the suite to our right have inspired some other older gentlemen in the crowd. They're not even yelling to our right anymore. They've lost interest.
2-2 fouled back into the screen.
Instead, the chirping now is coming from a few different groups of older gentlemen to our left and underneath us. Passionate crowd here at Salem Memorial Ballpark tonight.
Well, it's getting chippy all the way around. All it takes is one domino to fall for the rest to follow. 2-2 swung on and missed. Gets out of the inning. We're tied at four. Then to stand up and stretch here in Salem. We'll be back. Bottom seven. Tie game on MILB TV and Valley Live. welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Abram Liendo will lead things off against a new pitcher on the mound for the Columbia Fireflies, Mac Anglin, a native from Columbus, Ohio. First pitch misses to Liendo downstairs. Anglin, drafted in the 2022 draft in the seventh round, former Clemson Tiger of the ACC. Fastball will miss low, two balls and no strikes. So Anglin trying to help his team out now in a tie ball game. 3-0 as another pitch misses downstairs. The velocity is there for Anglin, but the control has not been, as it's a 3-0 count with a finally a called strike to Liendo. 93 cuts inside. It's the third pitcher of the night for Columbia. Swing and a miss for Liendo. Strike two, and all of a sudden a 3-0 count in favor of Liendo has worked back full. But a ball inside. Liendo ends up winning the battle. A leadoff walk against Anglin.
Spot to start in a tie game here if you're the Sox. Hey, TK, what's with the net over your shoulder right now?
I mentioned this during the Fayetteville series when you were out for a couple of days, but decided to carry, a pickoff attempt, but back in safely is Liendo as Roman Anthony takes the at-bat.
We have had a lot of close calls over there at first. Look at how big that lead is.
Yeah,
that is
a large lead for Liendo. He takes off, bobbled by Hernandez, and it's an easy no-throw stolen base for Abram Liendo.
You're looking, again, I'll say it one more time, two of the best base-stealing teams in the whole darn Carolina League, putting it on full display here tonight.
By the way, Mac Anglin, the new pitcher for Columbia, making his fourth appearance of the season. Foul ball popped back foul. That's the reason I have the net. I'll more on that in a second.
That's fair.
But five innings pitched so far, eight strikeouts, a 1-0 record, a 0 ERA.
The problem is the net is so deep. It's a big fisherman's net. Even if you catch it in there, it might still hit you in the face.
That is also fair.
You need a glove up here. I actually have a glove in my car.
The thinking is to stick it out the window so it just falls in. Because we have had a couple of close calls where it's just hit below the window that we could make a play on with the net.
It's true.
1-1. Ball outside, just missing.
Have you ever seen... it was a Phillies broadcast. Tom McCarthy was sitting out in the outfield with his broadcast crew. They did a broadcast from the outfield for like a special game, and they had gloves the entire game. He caught a home run while he was calling the game. He goes like something like I'm swinging a drive out to left. Oh, it's coming right towards me, and then called himself making the catch.
That is impressive as the ball misses to Anthony. High on base percentage, .225 batting average as a step off to look back towards Liendo. There's a disengagement for Anglin. Big opportunity for Anthony. 3-1. Hit over towards second. Rodriguez, the throw onto Squires. Slightly pulls him off the bag. It did pull him off the bag. Safe at first. A throwing error for Rodriguez. It's the third Columbia error of the night for a team that does not commit that many. Runners at the corners with nobody out for Miguel Blaze.
Spot here for Miguel. Already got a triple back in the third and a sac fly in the fifth. This is the guy you want at the dish tonight. Either him or Coffey's got a pair of base hits too. So does Juan Chacon. Handful of guys getting in the hit parade.
The runners at the corners. And time called as Hernandez will come out to talk to Anglin, a pitcher who has not allowed a run the score against him so far this season. As a matter of fact, in his professional career, has not allowed a run to score against him in six innings pitched. Is in danger of doing that here if Miguel Blaze can earn himself an RBI. 1-0 ball inside, runner goes down to second. And a nice pop-up there for Vasquez, expecting Liendo to break for home. Instead, letting Anthony steal second base. Really heads-up play by the shortstop Vasquez there. Runners at second and third. Second stolen base of the inning. Still nobody out. 4-4 our score. 2-0. Half-hearted swing called a strike. Fireflies trying to preserve a tie game to give themselves a chance to take the lead in the next frame. Ball outside puts it at a hitter's count, 3-1. There is room at the end with first base unoccupied. So it doesn't really hurt Columbia too much surrendering a walk to Blaze, which is exactly what happens. Second walk of the inning, three straight batters have reached.
I'm going to say it. Haven't seen a home run in this park yet for the Red Sox.
And it brings up Cutter Coffey, who is 2-for-3 today, reached on an error with two singles today. By the way, four stolen bases today for Salem. First pitch, called a strike inside, 86 miles per hour.
The right call is a nice pitch, painted the inside corner. A little bit of movement there.
Big pitch here on the 0-1 that misses. Count is even 1-1. Big moment in this game. Tie ball game, 4-4. Salem has the bases loaded with nobody out. And Cutter Coffey, a hot bat at the plate. Called strike outside. Well, and a pickoff back to third, but safe, says Brandon Schmidt. Good attempt by Hernandez. Credit where credit's due. It's a ball and two strikes, however, to Coffey. First year at a high school, will swing and miss. Four pitches, gets the strikeout for Anglin. But Alan Castro, the next batter, he walked, popped out, and flew out today. An opportunity for Castro to drive in a go-ahead run here in the bottom of the seventh. Swing and a fly ball foul up the third baseline.
Just in on the hands.
Well, fans on the edge of their seats here at Salem Memorial. 0-1 low. 78, 9-mile-per-hour breaking ball from Anglin. He's a flamethrower. So that one just dropped down in miles per hour to the high 70s. 1-1. Just outside. No more room for error for Anglin. Had the bases loaded with Coffey, got the strikeout. Alan Castro ahead in the count, 2-1. Delivery fouled off, strike two. Standing on deck is Luis Ravello, who's 0-for-2 today.
After him, though, it's Chacon, if he can find a way to get him up, who's hot. Two hits today.
A run would have to score for him to get an opportunity. 2-2, back up the middle, base hit. Salem has the lead. Liendo is in to score. Anthony stops at third. Red Sox play station to station. 5-4, Salem Sox.
Yeah, Roman actually might have had a chance to turn it for another one. Instead, he got kind of caught up there at second. He danced back and forth, wasn't sure what he wanted to do. Ends up getting a third, and I think it was a smart move anyways. I think that even if he went full speed ahead, I don't know that he would have ended up scoring anyway. So just heads up, intelligent base running to know when to stop, get in a run, and really, really timely hitting by Alan Castro, who was 0-for-2 with a walk on the day. First hit comes in the seventh. Couldn't have rung it up at a better time.
John Habion, the pitching coach for Columbia, will come out to have a quick discussion with his pitcher in Anglin. As we'll take a look at that replay opposite, or back up the middle, I should say, goes Alan Castro. And a good attempt at the throw down to third to scare Roman Anthony. First pitch downstairs to Luis Ravello. Ozzie Chavez, the third base coach for Salem, putting up the red light. Offering is a strike swinging for Ravello. One ball, one strike. Anglin fires a big swing and a miss. Throwback down to third. Got him at third. Roman Anthony caught a bit too far off the bag. Anthony disagrees and refuses to move from third. And will now give a bit of a stink eye to Brandon Schmidt, the field umpire, as he slowly walks back to the dugout. Third pickoff by Columbia today. Ball downstairs will put the count even 2-2. Replay here on MILB TV and Bally Live. The throw down by Hernandez. Close play. Think he might have got him there.
Yeah, I think that's the right call.
Ball downstairs. No swing. Full count with two away. Can't afford to have that happen, though, if you're Salem.
Caught napping, that's all.
3-2. Payoff pitch from Anglin. He sets and fires. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Two strikeouts and a pickoff help get Columbia out of a jam, but the damage is done as a run scores. It's 5-4. Salem on top of Columbia as we head to the eighth on MILB TV and Bally Live. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Red Sox lead the Fireflies 5-4. So we head to the eighth inning. Taking you the rest of the way on play-by-play, here's Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Tyler. 5-4. Salem with a one-run lead on top of the Columbia Fireflies here. We welcome you for the top of the eighth. And a swing and a miss will get us going by Brett Squires. Stepping in the left-handed batter's box, faced up against Jonathan Brand. Third arm of the day for Salem, second out of the pen as the 0-1 misses inside on a fastball, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. Mr. Squires, 286 on the year with a home run and a dozen RBIs, the 1-1. Swing and a miss, got him with the off-speed curveball, made him miss, it's 1-2. Squires today with an RBI single to start things in the first. Struck out swinging in the third. Popped out to third base back in the sixth. He takes his one disengagement, steps on now back into the batter's box. 1-2, ripped to left, and Coffey catches it on a line drive over at third. One down.
Yeah, just kind of absorbed it with his body. I don't know if that one fully went into his glove. He used his entire torso, it seemed like, to haul that one in.
This brings up Daniel Vasquez, who singled in the first and the fourth, advanced on an error and scored in the sixth. He's been on base every time he's had an at-bat so far tonight. 1-0 the count now on a breaking ball that misses. Here's the pitch. This one misses below the knees as well at 75 from Jonathan Brand. Daniel Vasquez playing over at short tonight. Man, have they been busy. Salem with 9 hits, 8 for Columbia. 2-0 finds the zone and the count now 2-1. 89 on the fastball. Two one on the way. Misses just outside. Count now 3 balls and a strike. Infield playing out on the left side with on the right side Lionel James coming a little further in. Here's the 3-1. Swing and a fly ball shallow in the infield. Coming underneath it, Lionel James called off by Liendo. He makes the catch from second, ranging all the way over towards the first base bag for out number two. So a pop out by Vasquez keeps it in the infield. Liendo is there. Here's Eric Pena, the center fielder. He had a hit back in the second. It was a single. It was caught trying to steal second base a couple of pitches later, and then he walked in the fourth before striking out looking in the sixth. Ready on lefty, the first pitch swung on and missed. He was out in front of that changeup, and the count now 0-1. Deck, Deonmi Salone, followed by Brennan McNair if we get to that point. Last time around, 1-for-2 performance for Eric Pena, the 20-year-old out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. So we get a switching of the balls here.
Hold on a second. I think the reason for the big delay, we just saw it on our monitor on MILB TV, Roberto Mexicano was hit in a not very nice place to be hit, to put it lightly.
Hit where the sun doesn't shine. Sun's not shining here at Salem Memorial either. The lights are on. Darkness is falling. We got a rowdy crowd on hand for a Tuesday night. Must be because classes are coming to an end. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss out in front of that changeup as well, and it's 0-2. Against a right-handed pitcher, 11 for 60. Here's the 0-2. Misses inside, and the count now 1-2 on a fastball missing. 11 for 60, not bad. 0 for 11 against a lefty. Swings and misses on this curveball on the 1-2. And that will end the inning. Strikeout. Jonathan Brand will send us to the bottom of the eighth. 5-4, Salem clinging on to a one-run lead. Bottom of the eighth after this from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the eighth here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. A beautiful night for baseball. Hi, everybody. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. 5-4, the Red Sox clinging on to a one-run lead that Alan Castro gave him with an RBI single back in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch finds the zone to Juan Chacon, and now the second pitch misses inside. So the count 1-1 for Juan Chacon. Singled in the second, singled again in the fourth, then struck out swinging the sixth. So a 2-for-3 night thus far. As the 1-1 is swung on and missed, the fastball blown right by Chacon, tight on the inside corner, and the count now 1-2. Marcus Olivares, the new arm on the hill for the Fireflies. Fourth arm so far tonight. Here's the 1-2. Misses below the knees, and the count now even. 2 balls and 2 strikes, 94 on the fastball. Let's take a look at the league. Bunch of games going on tonight across the Carolina League. First the 2-2. Check swing. An appeal. They'll say he doesn't go. It missed low and away. And the count works full here by Juan Chacon. Fredericksburg and Carolina doing battle. It's a 4-1 lead for the Frednats over the Mudcats. Man, do they need it. 8-17 so far on the year are the Frednats. 3-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Chacon sat down on strikes, missed at the fastball outside of the zone. It was off the plate. He had to lean for it. First strikeout of the night for Olivares. Sets up Lionel James. He is 0-for-3 on the day. Advanced to first base, though, on a swinging strike that got away. A dribbler down the right field line on the first pitch. Tails foul, and the count now 0-1. Lynchburg and Myrtle Beach going at it. End of the seventh there, still scoreless. Columbia and Salem, it's a 5-4 lead for the Red Sox in the bottom of the eighth. Kannapolis and Fayetteville. Kannapolis with a 3-1 lead in the bottom of the eighth. Here's the 0-1. This one flared to right. This one is dropped down the right field line for a base hit. Rounding first is James, heading for second. Slides down and he's in there safely. Lionel James just able to poke down the right field line. A one-out double here in the bottom of the eighth.
Going the opposite way and got a little bit of help from the baseball gods to keep it into fair territory, as that one probably hit the white painted line down the right field line.
Instead, he would tell you couldn't have drew it up better myself, poking it opposite direction. Here's Gilberto Mexicano catching this evening. Again, Rosario got the call up to high A. Gilberto probably looking at your everyday catcher here. Swings and chops one foul down the left field line, and it's 0-1. Runner on second, one down, a 5-4 lead for the Sox. Mexicano flew out twice, ended up with a base hit, and he scored in the fifth. 1-for-3 altogether, batting .387. Hot stick for the Sox. 0-1. Swing and a chopper. This one came upon by McNair. Throws across the diamond in time for out number two. McNair and Vasquez were kind of crossing paths. He got in front of it first, coming from third, ranged across his body to his left-hand side and made a nice throw off foot for out number two. 5-3 sits down Mexicano. Here's the nine-hole hitter, Abram Liendo. Trying to bring in some insurance here in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch to Liendo. Fastball sizzled in there at 93, painting the outside corner. It's 0-1. Flew out back in the third, singled in the fifth, ended up scoring. Walked his last time around in the seventh. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a chopper right back to the mound. Gloved by Olivares. Underhand toss to first is there. And the Red Sox are sacked down in four. We'll go to the top of the order if a bottom of the ninth is needed. For now, though, it's no runs. They do it on one hit, no errors. They do Stranda runner over there at second. Salon, McNair, and Holly do up for the Fireflies in the top of the ninth. Can the Sox seal the deal, or will Columbia force a bottom of the inning? We'll see. After this, it's Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Top of the ninth in Salem, your Red Sox with a 5-4 lead. Boy, we wish it was nine.
Hey, nine runs combined. You were close.
Yeah, here in the top of the ninth, 5-4 the score. Red Sox on top, looking to seal the deal. First pitch misses outside at the DH, Deonmi Solon. New pitcher on the hill, Marquez Johnson, looking to close it out. Here's the 1-0. Misses high and away again at 95, and the count now 2-0. Drafted in the 11th round, picked 339 back in 2022 out of San Jose, California. Here's the 2-0. Misses high on a fastball at 95, and it's 3-0. Played at Long Beach State. So far this season, a 12.38 ERA in 8 games, 8 innings pitched, giving up 10 hits, 12 runs, 11 of them earned. Finds the strike zone here on a fastball over the heart of the plate. It's 3-1 with the get-me-over strike. 11 walks, 11 strikeouts. Here's the 3-1. Finds the zone here. Salone thought he had the walk, already made the trot. Salem faithful letting him hear it. Nothing but strikes here, nothing but fastballs here. Two of them for strikes on 5 consecutive pitches. 3-2, pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, and he gets the strikeout, blows the 95-mile-an-hour fastball right past Deonmi Solon, and there's one away.
Well, the last time we saw Marquez Johnson in the game was on Saturday against Fayetteville. Pitched the top of the ninth in what was a one-run ball game, but flipped with Salem down, allowed an insurance run to Fayetteville of what ended up being a 5-3 decision for the Woodpeckers.
Here's Brennan McNair. This one gets away from Mexicano as him and the home plate umpire Corey Gerber collide. A bizarre series of events. Doesn't matter. There's nobody on. 84 on the off speed. It's 1-0. McNair so far tonight walked in the second, grabbed a single and stole a bag in the fourth, and singled and scored in the seventh. 1-0 is fouled away at 96. Count now 1-1 on the high fastball. McNair got a piece of it. This is the bottom of the order here. Salone, McNair, and Holly. 7-8-9 for the Columbia Fireflies. Down one run. It's 5-4. Sox with 10 hits. 8 hits for Columbia. 1-1 on the way. Check swing upstairs. An appeal. They'll say he does not go. Brandon Schmidt down the first base side. 2-1. Another fastball, just fastball after fastball. High heat from Marquez Johnson. 2-1, misses high.
3-1.
Needs to rein in that pitch. He doesn't need to rely on that fastball too much. He's been a little wild this season with that fastball. Just focus on finding the strike zone instead of trying to throw your hardest right now.
3-1, high and in, five-pitch walk. And the tying run aboard first sets up David Holly, the nine-hole hitter. Double play in effect, could end the game. Always worth noting. Holly walked back in the second, grounded out in the fourth, and struck out in the seventh. 0-for-2 on the day with a walk and a stolen bag. Opportunity to make an improvement to his stat line today, batting just .188 on the year. Check over to first. In there safely is McNair.
Throw is a little too hard. It caught James kind of by surprise. Lucky there for Salem that it wasn't an error.
Still awaiting the first pitch here. Here it is. Check swing. It's inside. Skips away. Mexicano stays in front of it, though. Able to scoop it up before McNair thinks about leaving first for second. So a runner will stay at first with one down. On the check swing, he went around, so it is a strike, and it's 0-1. You look back here to what Marques Johnson has done all season. When you look at his game log, first the 0-1. Upstairs, misses high. In the count now, 1-1. 95 on the fastball. Ended up struggling last couple of times around against Fayetteville. Also gave up a walk and a hit in just one inning on the second. As this one gets away from Mexicano, runner able to grab second base, no problem on a wild pitch. Tying run on second now in scoring position. It's a 5-4 ball game with Salem on top.
Dangerous situation here. A little surprised to see that there is no backup plan currently for Salem with the bullpen empty.
Johnson's never gone longer than an inning. Every outing is an inning. Kind of looked at as a closer. Here's the 2-1. Misses inside, and the count now 3-1.
I'm just a little surprised, and I know this. We talked about this being a developmental league, but in a close game against one of the top teams in the league to open the series, you put in a reliever with a close to 12 ERA.
Each team, as this one is chopped right back into the leg of Holly. 3-2 now, a full count. Each team has thrown four arms today.
Yeah.
Decent start out of Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. Went four innings. Gave up six hits, two runs. One of them was earned. Four walks, three strikeouts. Didn't have his best start, but it didn't keep you out of the game at all. It was back and forth the entire way, really. 3-2. High and in, and this got a piece of Holly. He's going to have first base. So now the leading run is aboard at first, and we go back to the top of the order with Levi Usher.
Let's see where this hit. And it's just right on that upper forearm, just above the elbow. Of the spots to be hit, that's not the worst.
It's not what you're looking for, and conversation taking place here, it is not Liam Carroll, so it will not be the day for Marques Johnson.
And that's what I was mentioning. There is no action currently going in the Red Sox bullpen right now. I feel there is now some movement, but there was none before, and I know you're confident that your closer can come in and shut down the game, but at the same time, you have to have that contingency plan up and moving.
Let's look at some pitching numbers here. First, on the other side, for the opposition. Zoback came in, gave you three innings, four hits, a run. It was earned, a walk, two strikeouts, sub-1 ERA. Then Sears came in, gave you another three, so it got you through six. He gave up four hits, three runs. Only one of them was earned, a walk and a pair of strikeouts. Anglin then came in for an inning, gave up two walks and two strikeouts with a hit. And then Olivares for an inning gave up just one hit, no runs with a strikeout. So runners on first and second. First pitch missed outside to Levi Usher, and it's 1-0. The 1-0 pitch finds the outer corner at 94, and the count now 1-1. 5-4 your score, ladies and gentlemen. Salem on top by one. Red Sox trying to hold on here to pick up what would be a massive, massive way to start this series, because this is a very, very good team. Gets away from Mexicano on the 1-1. Runners advance to second and third. He couldn't find it. Two runners in scoring position here. Not a spot you want to be with only one out.
No, and Usher's a really good player as well. He's put the ball in play twice today. The other times when he didn't put the ball in play was a walk. Two walks to make it. Any ground balls likely scoring McNair.
2-1, rifled on the ground. Liendo bobbles it, underhand toss to first. Gets one out, but it does score a run. McNair crosses home plate and ties the game. 5-5. Salem couldn't quite end it, and now we're tied. And there's a runner on third, which would be the go-ahead run here for Columbia.
And you cannot put this all on Marquez Johnson. There have been two pass balls this inning against Roberto Mexicano that allowed the runners to advance and really have cost Salem that run.
First pitch finds the strike zone on a high fastball just in the zone, 0-1, 95 of the gun to Omar Hernandez. Reached out a fielder's choice last time around in the seventh. Struck out twice, hit into a double play. Singled, though, in the first. Away, and it's now 0-2. Runner on third, the leading run just 90 feet away. 0-2 the count, massive pitch in a 5-5 ball game. She's on the way. Swing and a miss. It's dropped, picked up, throw to first in time. And here we go, bottom of the ninth. Can the Red Sox walk it off? Tie ball game heading to the final frame. We got ourselves a good one on MILB TV. Don't go anywhere. Buckle up, folks. Bottom of the ninth after this. Bottom of the ninth from Salem Memorial Ballpark. We got ourselves a tied 5-5 ball game heading to the final frame. The Red Sox looking for an opportunity to win it here in the bottom of the ninth. They've walked it off once this season. Walk off a couple of weeks ago. Who was in town, TK? I don't even remember. They all blend into each other.
Last week?
It was a couple weeks before that.
Well, you had Fayetteville last week, and then Lynchburg before that.
Yeah, it was Lynchburg. Cutter Coffee with a walk-off then. Here is Roman Anthony to get us going. Top of the order. First pitch. Misses. Hernandez didn't even see it. Well inside, and the count 1-0 on a fastball that went all the way past the catcher, untouched. Roman Anthony batting .222, 1-for-4 today. Struck out in the first. Flew out in the third. Had a single and scored in the fifth, advanced on an error in the seventh, and was picked off at third.
Well, Gio, that game back on April 21st, the game that Salem walked off.
1-0 misses upstairs on a fastball out of the zone, and it's 2-0. Yes, and it was against the Hillcats. went to extra innings. They did it in the bottom of the 10th. Blaise was aboard, stole a bag. Coffee hit him home. 2-0, ripped in the gap into left. Base hit to start the bottom of the 9th for Roman Anthony, his second hit of the day.
Big hit there for Anthony, and we talk about how he's more of an on-base machine rather than just that constant hit parade. But a solid piece of hitting there to show that we can hit against this pitcher. Miguel Blaise, only one hit today with a triple. A big opportunity for him with nobody out. You need to work with the less outs in the ballgame.
Well, another triple would win it. Pick over to first. In safely is Anthony in a balk.
That is huge.
And Anthony's in scoring position. That is big.
You can't afford those mistakes, too, if you're Columbia. If you're Olivares, you cannot afford that to happen in the bottom of the 9th in a tie ball game to start a series where momentum can be established.
So how did we get here, TK? It was a 2-0 lead through 2 for Columbia. Salem responded with a run in the 3rd. Columbia went scoreless from the 3rd until the 6th. Salem dropped a 3-piece in the bottom of the 5th. Columbia with a run in the 6th and the 7th. Salem with a run in the 7th. Here we are. Columbia tied it up at 5 in the top of the 9th as the first pitch to Blaise misses, and it's 1-0. Runner on second. Roman Anthony with a lead. Nobody holding him on tightly. Swing and a fly ball here on the 1-0. Foul territory in right. And ranging back to make the catch is Squires. One away, and that spoils Miguel Blaise.
Second time he's fouled out today as well.
So there's one down with a runner aboard at second. Cutter Coffee already with an RBI and 2 hits today. 2-for-4 on the afternoon. In the 1st and the 3rd is where he did his damage with singles. First pitch. Misses below the knees at 87 on the gun. It's 1-0. Coffee, the one-time Texas commit. He was the one to walk it off against Lynchburg a couple of weeks ago. Here's the 1-0. Way inside at 87, it's 2-0 for Coffee.
And for Columbia, a walk is not, and yes, this will be an intentional walk, our first one that we've seen. I was just about to say, it's not a bad thing for Columbia to walk him, as there's a force at any base in the field.
Here's Alan Castro. Had an RBI single back in the 7th that gave Salem the 5-4 lead before it was tied up by Columbia. And this might do it.
Yeah, this is manager Tony Pena Jr. There has been no point out to the bullpen yet.
There hasn't.
But it's very interesting that we aren't seeing John Habian, the pitching coach. And I guess the manager just wanted to have a few words, and it didn't take him long to deliver the message.
They're keeping him in. He gives him a pat, claps his hand, says, let's go. It's like you can read his lips from up here, TK. Runners on first and second for the Sox. One down, 5-5 ball game. Hey, Salem's got 11 hits. Columbia has 8. First pitch. Swing and a foul tip back to the netting by Castro. It was a big swing on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-1. You got to think a base hit could win it here.
Oh, for sure. Anything into the outfield that drops into the outfield grass likely walks it off, especially with Anthony's speed.
0-1. Swing and a chopper. Foul down the right field line. 0-2 now for Alan Castro. One away, two aboard, first and second occupied. Salem looking for what would be their second walk-off of the year. And what a big way to start this series it would be against a really, really good team that's won 7 of their last 10. The 0-2 looked inside. Ball number one, and the count now 1-2 on a fastball missing. Infield playing slightly in on the left side. Pretty much normal across the rest of the way. Here's the 1-2. This is just outside at 93 on the gun. It's 2-2. Good take there by Castro.
here's the crazy thing about how good Columbia has been to this point in the season. I doubt it's going to happen, but if Salem sweeps, Columbia still has a winning record.
2-2, foul tipped back to the netting. We'll stay at 2-2. And 17-10 on the year. 8-4 on the road is even more impressive. They're better on the road than they are at home at 9-6. Salem, 7-8 in this ballpark, looking to get to 500 at home. 2-2 to Castro. Misses low and away. 86 on the changeup and the count full. This is massive. A walk loads the bases. A base hit would win it in all likelihood. Strikeout could be detrimental. The payoff pitch. Outside, ball four. Full count walk, and the bases are juiced with one out here in the bottom of the ninth. Well, this sets the table for Luis Ravello, one of the hot ones of the Red Sox as of late, but 0-3 tonight is Mr. Ravello. He's lined out, struck out, and grounded out. He did walk back in the sixth. First pitch, swing and a miss, 93 on the gun. Fastball outside, Ravello was looking for the fences. Base is loaded, one down. The 0-1. Missing outside on another fastball. This time Ravello took it. Learned from the first pitch, and it's 1-1. One one to Ravello. Misses outside. You got to remember, a walk, folks, would win it too. Bases loaded, a walked-in run would walk it off as well. Two-one to Ravello. Check swing. This one finds the zone. 94 on the gun. Right at the letters, Red Sox on the chest. It's 2-2. Anthony at third. Coffee at second. Castro at first. The 2-2. Swing and a chopper right back towards the visiting dugout will stay. And two balls and two strikes. Nothing but fastballs here out of Marcus Alvarez. Is he going to mix it up at all? Nothing but plus 90. 2-2 to Ravello. Outside, incredible eye. It was oh so close, and the bases are loaded with a full count. And one down here in the bottom of the ninth. Game-deciding pitch right here. The payoff pitch. Swing and a foul back to the net. What a good job by Ravello to stay alive here, because that one was over the heart of the plate. Probably would have been strike three. We'll do it again. 3-2, bases juiced. The pitch. Outside, ball four. It walks in the game-winning run. The Red Sox win it 6-5 in the bottom of the ninth. What a win to start the series for the Salem Red Sox. They knock off the top team in the South, who came in winning 7 of their last 10 games as Luis Ravello gets a Gatorade shower in left field. Little anticlimactic, you didn't get that walk-off hit action, but instead you do it the old-fashioned way, and you'll take it. Walks in the game-winning run, 6-5, the final. Huge, huge momentum for the Red Sox. They move to 500 at home this season, 8-8 total. The record improves to 13-14, one game sub 500. They came in 3.5 games back of the top of the North Division, and now they will sit just 2.5 back, depending on what other teams do. But for now, the Red Sox are winners tonight. Beautiful thing is, these two teams are going to do it 5 more times throughout the week. What a way to start the week, though, on a beautiful Tuesday evening here in Salem with a good, good, rowdy, hearty crowd on hand. This one was fun, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for joining us. Our player of the game tonight, it's going to be Alan Castro, because he had that RBI single that put the Salem Red Sox ahead in the seventh. Check out on Twitter, Tyler Katz is going to have the interview for you. And we can't wait to see you again tomorrow. 7:05 first pitch coming up between the Columbia Fireflies and the Salem Red Sox from Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark tomorrow evening. But saying so long for now, for my broadcast partner Tyler Katz, for Stephen Langdon and everyone to the booth in my right that makes the magic happen, from the video audio production side of things, I'm Giovanni Heater saying goodnight. 6-5 the final, and we'll see you tomorrow. Red Sox win it in the bottom of the ninth.